We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Will Carroll is our injury expert. He's also a baseball fan. Matter of fact, and he's joining us as he does every week on the WaveFord.com hotline. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. You know, that certainly is a heck of an achievement down there in Atlanta.
Yeah, and teams, and you know, and we've gone through the list here. What people don't realize, we just had Alex Anthopoulos, the general manager, on. And what people don't realize is that over the and again, you're going to pick and choose your stats, but over the last 18 games, the Braves are 15-3. They eliminated San Diego from the wild card. They eliminated Philadelphia from the NL East. They knocked Milwaukee out of the playoffs. This Braves team's hot. I mean, they're hot.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, this is a very, very good team. That you know, how many times have we talked about Mike Soroka being out or Ronald Acuna being out? This is a team that probably shouldn't be there where it is, and yet when teams come together, when they make the right decisions, when they're smartly built, tons of credit to Alex and Jason, they've just done a really good job of playing baseball, and they shut down a very, very good Brewers team. That team, they made them look bad.
Yeah, they made them look very pedestrian, correct. I mean, Milwaukee was really never, from game after game one, never really in the series. I mean, briefly in game four. But, did you know, once the Braves tied it for the second time, did anybody think Milwaukee was winning? I didn't. I thought once the Braves tied it at 4-4, I went, Braves are going to win this.
Yeah, they looked absolutely beaten. Their offense looked washed. And that's a good offensive team. I mean, they're known for their pitching. The pitching, certainly it wasn't a giant offensive series. We didn't have a breakout game, but there were home runs, there were hits, there were, that's just a good baseball team.
Carroll's at Injury Expert on the Twitter. He is the author of the Under the Knife column that you can get at underthenife.substack.com, or you could just Google Under the Knife. Let's talk about a few injuries here. Russ Wilson here. There's some talk about why Seattle and Pete Carroll haven't reached out yet to Cam Newton, because there seems to be a sense here that not only that Geno Smith is only a below-average quarterback in the NFL, but that this is going to be a really long-term thing. My question is, not only is it long-term, but how impactful could it be, really long-term on his career, even after he heals?
It shouldn't be long-term impact. For about a month, it's a huge impact. He's probably not going to be able to play for 4 weeks, maybe five. The surgeon who did it, Steve Shin, is absolutely world-class. He's done guys like Mike Trout when he had his thumb injury, or Chris Paul when he had his thumb injury. So it's a situation where it's just an unfortunate injury. That tendon got pulled away from the bone. They reattached it with two pins, and now they've just got to wait for it to heal. There's not really a whole lot anybody can do right now. You can't go out there as a quarterback and grip the ball, take the hits he's going to. So it's just unfortunate. The thing with Geno is going to be, it's a system. I think the reason they haven't reached out is, first, I don't think anybody believes Cam Newton can play anymore.
Apparently not. And, by the way, apparently not.
Yeah. And second, you do have, with Pete Carroll, a guy who's still sort of a rah-rah college coach, that he's all about confidence in the team. And this is a guy who's been there, understands the system, has been backup for a while, and you always say you have confidence in that guy, but you really do or not. So, whether or not he can go out there, he's not going to be Russell Wilson, but can he be tolerable? Can he let this team do something else? And then the question is, what else is this team? I mean, they've got some great wide receivers. And Geno Smith, a couple of years ago, could throw the heck out of the ball. So do you just drop him back and go deep and see what happens? Do you really go at it and with the kind of offense you had? Geno Smith can or could still run. We haven't seen him in quite a while. So it's going to be interesting, but I see why they haven't gone outside.
What do you make of Tom Brady's thumb?
He's got a big cut. And so they've got it wrapped up. I don't think it's going to be that big a problem for him. It's supposedly not affecting his grip, and that's what you'd worry about. He's the kind of guy that will go through pain. He's an odd guy. I think that's the thing we all are coming to terms with is like, well, he's not so physical. Why is he great? You can understand when you see a Russell Wilson or a Kyler Murray that are super athletic or Lamar Jackson, or you see a guy who's super cerebral like a Peyton Manning. With Tom Brady, he just looked like a schlub. You know, he was that guy. And yet here he is, 10 years later, supermodel wife, every Super Bowl ring in the history of man. He's just not normal. And so his relationship with pain is a little bit different as well. I think he's going to go out there. I think he's going to be fine. I don't think he's going to put up, 50 fantasy points like he did last week. But I don't think he's going to have to in this game.
Will Carroll's our injury expert. I want to tie two NFL players together, one that's coming off the IR, and Tua Tagovailoa, who Falcons will see in a week and a half here, and the other, Saquon Barkley, who's going to be out for a couple of weeks now. These two guys, how much is it bad luck? We've talked about this before, but also how much of it is this so-called China doll syndrome where you're just hell-bent on being injured all the time, it seems?
Well, the question is, can you hold up to the demands of your sport? And with Tagovailoa especially, he's had some very significant injuries. He's had tight rope surgery, which is where they basically replaced the ligaments in both high ankles with Kevlar. He's had that in both. He had that massive hip injury at the end of his Alabama career, and he's come back from both. So that's, both bad and very impressive all at the same time. This time, he got hit and broke his ribs. Rob Gronkowski, another guy who's fairly injury prone, got hit and broke his ribs, and he's been out pretty much the same amount of time. So if you get hit really hard by one of these big guys in the NFL, something's going to break. So I don't even think this is the same thing. This is sort of a reminder to Tagovailoa that he shouldn't get hit that hard, and maybe he should whack his lineman around for letting him get whacked around. With Saquon Barkley, it's a little more worrisome because they're associated. Same leg that he hurt his ACL. Why do his legs keep breaking down? A sprain is just a sprain. And whether it's your ACL, that happens in the NFL, whether it's a low ankle sprain like what he has, which happens in the NFL. The question is there something about his ligaments that's wrong? Is there something about his style that, he kind of invites the hits? He's not a dodgy runner like a Kyler Murray, like a Barry Sanders. He's taking hits. And so do we just have to say, in doing this big physical style, does that mean he's going to wear down? If you look at it, that style used to be the dominant style of the NFL. And the reason is guys don't hold up. Really the only guy doing that in the modern NFL is Derrick Henry. So he's the exception rather than the rule. With Barkley, I don't want to say he's injury prone because honestly, it's two. But it's certainly problematic. You need these guys to be out there, and certainly he's going to miss some more time.
Talking with our injury expert, Will Carroll, as we get ready. Hawks tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip, State Farm Arena, final preseason game of the year. It'll be up to Coach Mack as to whether or not Trae Young or DeAndre Hunter plays ahead of the opener a week from tonight against the Dallas Mavericks. When you're looking at a long season here, you have two different guys here. Trae Young doesn't need to play. I mean, we all know what Trae can do. Yeah. Trae knows what he can do. But DeAndre Hunter, does he need to play? Because, he's been, going through battling injuries here. But at the same time, he hasn't had quite, as much, obviously not as much playing time to be able to get back to where he is. Is it more important for him to get minutes tonight, for example, in a preseason game? Or is it better just to rest him when you're a week ahead of an opener?
Yeah, that's why the medical staff gets the big bucks, is they know the player. To me, you would rather rest the player. I am not a big believer in preseason. I think the NFL is telling us over and over that preseason isn't as important. I think you're working on things. I think you're looking at the roster, and you're putting butts in seats so the owners can make some money. Um, But with these games, we've seen teams over and over put less and less emphasis on it, more emphasis on practice. So I want to get the guy as healthy as possible and maintain him from that point. I don't want to get him out there in an uncontrolled situation where, you know, the other team knows what it is. They're not going to target him at the preseason game. But, you know, they are going to put stress on him that you can't control. Things can happen. You step on somebody's foot, you're out for the season. You know, that's beyond the scope of what a medical staff can prevent. So I would say hold him out, and that's just my opinion. But the Atlanta medical staff, very solid. The trick for Hunter is going to be maintaining him and getting him going and making sure he's at that place and figuring out that cycle. You know, when you play, you're putting stress on your body. You're putting stress on an injured area, and then you have to recover, and then you have to get ready for the next time. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. If you ever saw that special on Dwayne Wade where he would do basically 4 hours of pregame work just to be ready to play, that's before he ever went out there and did a shoot around. That's a lot of work just to go out there and play for 20, 30 minutes a night, but that's what they do.
All right. Will, where can the fans find you?
You can find me at underthenice.substack.com, where we're getting ready for some Braves championship baseball.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Thanks. Do appreciate it, Will. Thanks much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.